Everybody say the word witness. Say the word again, witness. There is no such thing as a witness. Write this down. There is no such thing as a witness with no influence. If you don't have influence, you're no witness. And you can tell what kind of witness you are by what you lead people or influence people to do. Amen? How many of you realize that when you come into a place or when you get into a situation that we should have the power, powerful people change things? You know, we're not subject to change, amen, unless it's the Holy Ghost or something like that. But usually we walk into a situation with God and with faith and with the Word. We should have the ability to change that circumstance. Amen? Amen. To have it go our way. Powerful people affect things. That's how God wants us. He wants us effective. Yes. We just don't blend in. Who say, praise the Lord. And we change things. And we've been talking about glorification, that God wants to glorify His people. And we're going to hit it again. Amen? So say, glorification. Well, if He glorifies us, that means He fills us with His presence. Amen? He makes us somewhat attractive. He calls attention. Some say, make attention. That we might be able to be a witness. That we would have influence. We only got a little bit of time to be down here. You know, we only got a little bit of time to hang with those that God's got us around. Amen. To be in the city. Amen. To be around our neighbors. Some of us are working secular jobs to be around the people on our jobs. But if God's got you there, He wants you to be a what? A witness. If you're going to be a witness, you've got to be a witness that has the ability to influence. If God's on the inside of you, somebody's going to change. Amen?
Amen.
Acts chapter 4, verse 23, verse 35. I'm just got some scriptures on influence. We're just going to mess around with them just for a bit. They're going to shut me up right on time. Amen? But I heard the Holy Ghost say, witnesses have influence. That God wants us to be influential. Somebody say, hallelujah. And being let go, they went to their own company. Somebody say, Brother Hagin likes that scripture right there. Everybody say, your own company. Circle that word in your Bible. Circle your own company in the Bible. That's a very powerful thing. Somebody say, your group. People that you can hang with. People that you can praise God with. But they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they had heard, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God which has made heaven and earth and sea and all that is in that in them is. Who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? Everybody say vain things. Now, these people had threatened the apostles and said, you better not open your mouth anymore in that name. You better not stick out anymore. Don't you make any more trouble. So they went back to their own people and told them what they had said. Somebody say hallelujah. Now, he said, the kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and with the people of Israel were gathered together. Everybody came, the whole world came out against the anointing. Who wants to turn the air on? It's getting a little hot in here. Amen. It came real. Jesus was very unpopular. I tell you, the Jews wanted him out. Amen. Gentiles wanted him out. those that were in authority wanted him out? He went down the list, didn't he? For to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. Isn't it a trip that when Jesus went through, it was the will of God? Jesus went through some things, didn't he? When he hung on the cross, suffered, bled, and died. But it was all good, because that was the plan of God for him. We go through sometimes, don't we? Don't we go through? How many of you are ready to be exalted? How many of you are ready to be exalted? I'm talking about being glorified. Amen. So many people want to be lifted up. Amen. But they never want to go through anything. We never want to suffer through anything. We don't ever want to pray through anything. But we want the front seat. Amen. Everybody say no pain. Now, I'm a faith man. You know that. But it's still true. No pain, no gain. And if you want to be exalted, you're going to have to come down. The only way up is down. The only way up is down. When you find that, you know, you can go through some things. You think, well, you know, I'm trying to do everything I know how to do. That's right. Amen. But yet things just don't seem to come together. It's just a season. Some say planting. It seems like when you're getting squished out and pushed down and buried under the ground. Some say that's planting. Some say that's planting. I mean, you think you're going to be sprouted up and all this other stuff. Before you know it, he done dug a hole for you. Some say, when the hole's dug, and they put you down in the hole. Wait a minute. There's a promise. Some say, a promise. The best place for a promise is a hole. Joseph had a promise, didn't he? Some say, hallelujah. Joseph had a promise. And what did he do with it? He got that good word. Joseph, wow, I'm on the way to the top. I see that God's got great things for me. Everybody's going to be bowing down. Some say he got the seed. God found some ground. Some say hallelujah. And dug a hole. See, a lot of people are complaining about the holes they have to get in. Oh, praise the Lord. Some say, I'm about to come out. Some I've been. See, that's how. See, you get your roots before you come up. See, so he dug a hole and he put the seed in the ground. Some say planted. Notice that it said everything that you had, that God had determined for Jesus to go through. See, there are a lot of people think they're doing you out there. A lot of change you're going through, they think they did it. Say, that's all right. God's in control. All things work together. And, you know, don't they work together for the good of those that are called according to his purposes? How many of you called? How many of you called? He'll use your worst enemy, amen, to get you grounded. Somebody say hallelujah. Here you circumcised. See, there are a lot of people that look like they planted. Amen. They ain't going nowhere. Eh? I mean, they're not strong. But when you go through, when you struggle through something, some say, I was holding on when it wasn't worth holding on. Some say, glory to God. That's why I surely ain't going nowhere after it gets good. Amen. When it wasn't worth anything, I was still planted. Some say, amen. Amen. Say, I was planted. And I like the other term. Don't get offended, Sister Jack, but I like the term. Somebody, you can get the, he digs a hole, then he puts that promise in the ground. Nobody can see it. Nobody can see a seed in the ground. And you wonder, don't you see how important I am? Don't you see how special I am? Where'd they go? Some say death. Unless a seed dies, it won't ever live, people. So say, thank God for the whole. Let me say, praise the Lord. Am I trying to tell you? No, you don't have to go dig no holes for yourself. Amen. No, don't do that. Amen. Don't do that. Amen. They come. Amen. They come. So say, hallelujah. Jesus was a seed, wasn't he? And the best place for him was a hole. Somebody say glory to God. A grave. Somebody say before exaltation is humiliation. Whether you somebody say being humble. Those, God loves those. Amen. You wonder what's going on. God's trying to, somebody say, what's going on in my life? I was trying to look good, trying to look sophisticated in front of everybody, and I had been knocked down and planted. What's going on? Somebody say, God's setting you up for a hookup. God is in control. Somebody say hallelujah. Say the Lord is in control. Say, I'm just being buried. Amen. I'm just being buried. Don't worry about nothing. Where did he go? Where are they at over there? What's going on over there? Somebody say it's a hole. For to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, O Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness, so say boldness, say boldness, that they may speak thy word by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child, Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled, somebody say filled, with the Holy Ghost, and spake the word of God with boldness. Somebody say hallelujah. How many of you are ready to get filled with the Holy Ghost? Somebody say filled. In fellowship with the word, that we might be able to speak the word. All you got to do is speak the word. Mountains will move. So say, speak the word. You got to know the word. Amen. Verse 32. And the multitude. Somebody say, and the multitude. Are you studying with me tonight? And the multitude, and I like this one right here, of them that believed. Everybody say the believers. And the multitude of them that believe, not everybody. See, we like to say everybody. But I'm talking about the believers. Some say believers. And the multitude of them that believe were of one heart and one soul. Now, you're expecting to get in one heart and one soul and one mind with a bunch of people that don't believe? That's not going to happen. Everybody say, of them that believe. How many believers do we have in here tonight? See, you know, I figured that out. You know, we've been at this thing for a while. You ain't going to get in connection with nobody that don't have any faith, that don't believe God, that don't believe what the Lord wants to do. You're not going to be able to accomplish nothing with that. Amen. Forget them and go on. Amen. But the multitude of them that believe were of one heart and one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own. That was a group there, wasn't it? They were some heavyweight people. You can't tell me something wasn't about to happen. They prayed and they believed God. They trusted God. Amen. They got with one heart and one soul because they were believers. And they weren't looking out for themselves. Amen. We're getting there. So we say, we're getting there. But they had all things in common. Some say, your own company? All things in common. Everybody say, your own company? All things in common. It takes a while to find your own company, doesn't it? It takes a while to find that. Amen. But once you get it, you better hold on. Amen. Your own company, you all better believe in your company. Amen. You all better have faith and you all better believe. Amen. Now I like this next one. Verse 33. And with great power, so say great power. before the great power, amen, there was faith. There was the word. There was love. So we say hallelujah. First, they identified their company. Then they prayed. They also had come to the knowledge that they were all servants before that. Amen. And then they spoke the word. Somebody say hallelujah. They prayed. And then some things started to happen. They got to believe it. Neither said any of them that they had their own stuff. Amen. They got beyond that. And with great power gave the apostles witness. Somebody say witness. Of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That can get kind of scary, doesn't it? I'm talking about more than just telling a story. Some say with great power gave the apostles witness. Dunamis power. Something happened when they told the story. They said, he's not dead, he's alive, he is risen. So they said, with great power, they proved that Jesus Christ was alive. Not with great people. I'm talking about with great power. Signs and wonders. They prayed that with all boldness, signs and wonders would be done as they start to use the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that God would accompany, his word with signs and wonders. God granted their prayer. And great grace, somebody say great power, to the apostles, witness, and great grace. Everybody say great grace. Say great grace. Now y'all know what grace is, don't you? Was upon them all. That's full, isn't it? Somebody say charis. That charis anointing of God was upon the whole group. God was performing signs and wonders by the hands of the apostles, amen, and there was an anointing on all those that believed. They were under the anointing. I tell you what, you'll start to live like they were living back then if you got a grace on you. If there's a grace on you to do something like that. Anybody been under a grace before? You can just do things, amen, that other people couldn't normally do because there's a grace on you to do that, amen. It feels good. It feels right. Amen. You just know it's all right. You can feel the presence of God on it. Some say grace. And great grace was upon them all. Oh, praise the Lord. I can take my time with this and enjoy it. I say great power to the apostles and great grace to those that believe. Second, after they got that grace, neither was there any among them that lacked. Some say, no lack. Say, no lack. I like that. How many like to get out of lack? Get the spirit of poverty was broken. Nobody had need of any good thing. Amen. God provided. Now tell me that's not a blessing. They were with the right kind of people, had anointed apostles, amen, God confirming his word with signs and wonders. They were under great grace. How many of you have been under great grace in the service of the Holy Ghost is moving? You can barely walk, amen. The grace of God was in manifestation, amen, and nobody was lacking any good thing. I like that. Don't you like that? Everybody say witness. Say witness. Now, when it said this, when they said that the apostles, go back here to this verse where we were talking about, verse 33, and great power gave the apostles witness. And with great power gave the apostles witness. Now, you can take that word witness and break it down into Greek. Amen. Somebody say evidence. And with great power gave he the apostles evidence. You're going to have to prove a case today. You're going to have to prove a case today. God wants, somebody say, and the Holy Ghost working with them. That means he was there as evidence. Do you have any evidence? Do you have any evidence? What kind of evidence do you got to show you any different than anybody else? You're up there telling people, I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Amen. All this other stuff. Amen. He's in me. I'm saved and born again. Some say, what's the evidence? And with great power gave he evidence. We're going to need some evidence to win our nation. We're going to need some evidence to prove that you know what you're talking about. Amen. You're going to need some evidence to prove that God is on your side. Moses didn't go out there and say, you follow me without evidence. He had to have evidence before the people were set free. You trying to set some people free with no power, amen, with absolutely no witness whatsoever. And witness is more than just a little story, amen. I'm talking about evidence. Somebody say hallelujah. A report with evidence is a witness. Somebody say glory to God. God desires that we would be these kind of witnesses today. Somebody say last day witnesses. He gave us these examples of all the apostles. That's who we follow as we're going to become disciples, right? All those men that walked with Jesus, they were apostles. They became apostles and did all this other stuff. And they got great power to be witnesses. Paul, so say Paul. Paul was a powerful witness. Wasn't he? Didn't he have a powerful ministry? You know, all his ministry was nothing but a witness. Some say a witness. Go here to Acts. Chapter 22, verse 7. And fell to the ground, Acts chapter 22, verse 7. And I heard a voice saying unto me, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And I answered, Who art thou, Lord? And he said unto me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. And they that were with me saw indeed the light and were afraid, but they heard not the voice of him that spake to me. It seems that Jesus appeared as a light, didn't he? Some say the light in the beginning was the Word. And it was the light of men, wasn't it? He came to give us light. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise God for the light. Praise God for the light that shines in the darkness. Say, God's still doing it today. Listen with your heart, people. Think. Meditate in your heart the things you've heard. And Paul saw this light. Thank you, Jesus. And everybody else saw the light. And they were afraid. And when I could not see, now go on, okay, and they saw the light and were afraid, but they heard not the voice of him that spoke to me. And I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said unto me, Arise and go to Damascus, and there it shall be told thee of all the things which are appointed for thee to do. Some say you're calling. And when I could not see for the glory of the light, being led by the hand of them that were with me, I came to Damascus. And one Ananias, a devout man according to the law, having a good report of all the Jews which dwelt there, came unto me and stood and said unto me, Brother Saul, receive thy sight. And that same hour I looked upon him, and he said, The Lord God of our fathers have chosen thee, that thou shouldest know his will. See, God wants us to know his will. And see the just one. I mean, you want to see the Lord. I mean, these are the accomplishments of life, people. You can accomplish these things. You've accomplished a lot. To know the will of God, what God wants to do with your life. And to see the just one, have you seen Jesus? Have you seen the light? Have you seen the light? Amen. And shouldeth hear the voice of his mouth. Now, we've been talking about the voice of God. Praise the Lord. Somebody just pray in the Holy Ghost just for a little bit as we just rest here a little bit. Amen. Some of you going to want to stay dead. Stay there. Amen. But listen. I believe that anointing, amen, that changed things. I mean, this was a pioneer of the church, Paul, wasn't he? And God dealt with Paul in a way, spiritually. So you can tell how people start off what God wants to do with it. It started out with him seeing Jesus, and Jesus appeared to him in a light. Someone say, glory to God. And that light, amen, nobody else, Paul heard him speak, amen. Paul heard him speak, but nobody else that was there, they saw the light, but they couldn't hear with their ears. So was Paul actually hearing with his ears? We don't know. Maybe he was just perceiving in his spirit. Anybody ever been there where you saw Jesus? Heard him speak to you? Somebody say hallelujah. Nobody else heard it. And he said, now I have chosen you. Somebody say chosen. That you might know his will. And over the last season, the last debar, all God is saying, listen, he's called you out, set you up, amen, appointed you for such a time as this, amen. You got a calling on you, but you're not going to know your calling without praying in songs, hymns, and spiritual songs, amen. These are the days when you have to know what the will of God is for your life and not be messing around with every little thing. Know the will of God. No, there's a calling on you. Get into prayer. Get into spirit. Amen. Songs, hymns, and spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Amen. It's for you to know what the will of God is. How many of you want to know what the will of God is? Somebody says it's just getting clearer. Not telling you anything different than he's told other people in the past. That you might know his will and see the just one. And shouldeth hear the voice of his mouth. Oh, how many of you can relate to that? How many of you know Jesus, the same Jesus today? Sounds like Jesus to me. Sounds like the Jesus that I know. Yes. Not just the Jesus I read about, but it sounds like the Jesus I know. Amen. Just to be able to see him and to hear him on a daily basis. I believe Paul went about those cities and those towns. Amen. As he walked into the town, he probably just got a sentence from the Holy Ghost, and that's what he was to talk about. Said, Paul, all I want you to do is see me and experience my glory and hear my voice. And he just went from place to place, amen, speaking the things that he heard from God. Some say it's easy. He said, chosen to be a witness. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, we're going to get there, church, amen. See, these are the necessary ingredients. See, we can find out how he did the things that he was doing. How those signs and wonders started to manifest, amen? Because he developed faith. He knew from the beginning what God told him to do. He said, you'll hear me, Paul. Some say, hear my voice. Oh, praise the Lord. See, we take the voice of God lightly today, amen? You think you hear God and all of a sudden, this man just heard the voice of God and look at all the things he accomplished just because God said, I'm going to let you see me. Somebody say, hallelujah. And he saw a light, and I'm going to let you hear my voice. And look at the result of that. Somebody say hallelujah. For thou shalt be his witness. Somebody say glory to God. Somebody say evidence. Evidence. You're going to be his evidence bearer. Somebody say glory to God. That's why things started to happen with Paul. That's why Paul flowed in the supernatural. Because God said, listen, you're going to be my witness unto all men of what thou hast seen. Somebody say, glory to God. Oh, good to see you, Brother X. You walked in this room, my spirit felt good. Somebody say, hallelujah. You're just going to be a witness. Somebody say, you don't need a whole bunch of other stuff. People think I need so much more of this. I need so much. If you've seen Jesus, you've seen it all. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Bless the Lord. He said, you're going to be a witness of the things which you see. Somebody say hallelujah. How many of you ready to get into revival here? I'm starting to feel a little bit good, people. I'm starting to get it. I'm starting to make an investment. Amen. In what I've seen and what I've heard. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Woo!
Woo! Praise God. He said, that's all I want you to do. Amen. Isn't it funny? He said, God just showed up in a form of a light. Paul saw it, changed him completely. And he said, now, Paul, the only thing you got to do for the rest of your life is tell everybody you saw me. Somebody say hallelujah. And everything he did from that moment on was nothing but telling people, I've seen him. He's risen. Somebody say hallelujah. I know he's alive. I've seen him for myself. I was down the road of Damascus and I saw him for myself. And that was more than enough testimony. Hallelujah. It's getting good in here. Oh, praise the Lord. You're getting blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord. Glory to God. Somebody feels like shouting. For thou shalt be his witness unto all men of what thou hast seen. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, we like to thank God for the word. Amen. We should be in the word. See, but you know what? We got to bring the word today. The word is ever living. The word's still alive today. See, I can tell you Paul's testimony, amen, but I can't tell Paul's testimony like Paul has his testimony. I can tell you mine, amen. That's what's going to make a difference in your life, amen. He said, of what you've seen. Somebody say hallelujah. Now, he could have went to the other guys and said, what did y'all see him do? That's why he didn't run back. He didn't have to go straight back to get with all the other apostles right away, amen. Because he said, of what you have seen and heard. Somebody say, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Am I getting out there, Brother Jesse? For thou shalt be his witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. Everybody say, come and see. And tell somebody about it. It's just that easy. It's just that easy. Some say, you already got a testimony. Some say, I qualify. Do you qualify? Do you qualify? Do you qualify? What have you seen? What have you heard? Do you got a testimony? Can you be a witness? Do you have any evidence? Do you remember sitting in this room, brother, and the curtains open in front of your face? You think you'd ever tell somebody about that? Amen. What about them towels in the dryer? Amen. Some say a witness. Evidence. See, you don't want to be a false witness, amen? Bearing false witness, amen? What's false witness, amen? I believe not telling people the truth. Not telling them how good God has been, amen? Letting people think that the Holy Ghost is not alive in your life. Let people think that you don't experience the supernatural. A witness. An opinion, amen, of something that can tell your story that doesn't match up to God, what God has done in your life is false. Somebody say hallelujah. If people know you and you haven't influenced them, amen, to know the Lord, amen, to get to want to know God, your witness is false. Somebody say hallelujah. Let's go on. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. See, Paul lived for his witness. Some say, as long as I can tell it. He wasn't looking for a new story. His testimony that he had seen the Lord. Acts chapter 23, verse 11. And the following night, the Lord stood by him and said, oh, glory to God. Some say, there he goes again. Some say, the Lord stood by him. Oh, when it gets rough, when it seems like it's all over, you're going to have visitations from God. Somebody say hallelujah. The Lord stood by him and said, be of good cheer. Is it good in here tonight? Paul, for thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem. You've told it in Jerusalem. And he went there. They couldn't debate what he said. They had to call him a liar because Paul went to Jerusalem and said, listen, I saw him. He's still living. I saw him myself. I give testimony of him. Somebody say, hallelujah. So must thou bear witness Some say, I still want you to be witness. I still want you to be an evidence bearer. I'm not finished with you yet. You might be in trouble. Don't worry about it, but I still want to use you to give evidence that I'm still alive. If you're still breathing today, you're here because you're a witness. Amen. God's not finished for you yet. You might be buried. Amen. You'll come back up. God still wants to use you. Somebody say hallelujah. You got to come out of it and let somebody know who brought you out. Amen. How you came out, how it worked out. Some say, I still got something. Amen. Listen, you've been to Jerusalem. How many of you been to Jerusalem? And he went to Jerusalem. Amen. He had a battle there. Somebody say, glory to God. Not only do I want to use you in Jerusalem, but I also want to use you in Rome. He said, you shall bear witness also of me at Rome. Somebody say, a second visitation. Second, amen, commission to be a witness. Every time you see him, tell somebody. It makes me so mad about people. You know, maybe you don't get to see him in the light. Amen. Some people have seen him. Amen. Maybe you won't see him in that fashion. But if you've seen him come through in a testimony, you've seen him make a way when there was no way. You see him put food on the table, amen, when it shouldn't have been none, any food there. Amen. Your car's still rolling when you didn't know how you were going to get the gas in the thing and it wasn't going to work out. You seen the Lord. Amen. You still in your right mind. Amen. When you should have been nuts. Amen. Because of the things you thought you were going through and couldn't handle. Amen. You seen Jesus. If you've got a testimony, you've seen God come through. Again and again and again and again and again. If he's still faithful, you've seen him. Somebody say hallelujah. You sitting in a building right now. Why? Because God, we've seen God. Amen. Light's still on. I see Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Place smells good. I see Jesus. Amen. Rex is in church. I see Jesus. Amen. Have you seen the Lord? Amen. How many of you are walking by faith? Every day you walk by faith. Amen. Every day a bill paid. Amen. You get to stay in the will of God and get to do those things. Amen. You've seen God. You say a witness of the things you've seen. Be of good cheer. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say be of good cheer. Say be of good cheer. Oh, hallelujah. It's good, isn't it? Somebody pray in the Holy Ghost just a little bit. Oh, praise the Lord. So I'm talking about witnesses. We're getting ready to get out of here, but I'm talking about witness, and I believe the power of God is going to jump all over you as you get a revelation of what God's called you to do. What'd you come all the way down here for? Oklahoma to Texas to be a witness? Somebody say, tell somebody. Oh, hallelujah. Feel like shouting, church. Feel like shouting. We got some things in common, don't we? Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Some say witness. Encouraged by your evidence. Encouraged by your evidence. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. I'm going to give you another one more. I was going to just roll on, but I got another witness scripture for you. Is that all right? How Paul encouraged himself, how he just kept going because he knew what he was called to do. So say hallelujah. Now here, Jesus came to him and stood by him and said, listen, be of good cheer. So say hallelujah. You're going to be my witness in Rome. So he knew he was going to get out of that. How many of you know God wants to use you to tell somebody about him? So I got some places to go. Somebody say, I got places to go and people to see. Amen. Amen. We're going to get through this. Amen. We got to be a witness. Amen. God's called us to influence. Somebody say, praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Now, in Acts chapter 27, somebody say, witness. In Acts chapter 27, Paul was in a problem, wasn't he? He was on this boat. Somebody say hallelujah. Taken captive, and the boat was about to sink. Right? God said, I want you to be my witness, and I'm going to use you to be my witness. But here in the meantime, he's in a situation that it looked like he's going to die before he can do what God said he would do. Somebody say hallelujah. Everybody was screaming. Amen. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Jumping ship, going crazy. We all going to die. We all going to go down. Somebody say hallelujah. I tell you what, they weren't going to go down. Somebody say hallelujah. They couldn't go down with evidence on the boat. Somebody say hallelujah. 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 That boat was important. It had some evidence on it. It wasn't meant to be buried in the sea. Somebody say glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. And if you don't believe in yourself enough, amen, I can tell you, you're not going to go down, amen, because there's evidence in the boat. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. There's some evidence in the boat. God just doesn't want to go down with you in your grave. Glory to God. God wants to use it. This little thing you're going through right now is not going to take you out. Somebody say hallelujah. Evidence is important. God, you got a witness that God wants to use. You haven't told nobody about it yet. Somebody say hallelujah. You're not going to close out just yet. They don't know yet. So they don't know all that God has done for you, all he's brought you through. They don't know. They didn't know what you've seen him to be, what name you call him. Somebody say, you ain't finished yet. Now listen. Somebody say hallelujah. In Acts chapter 27, verse 20. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was taken away. Somebody say, when all your hope is gone, all their expectation that they were going to make it out of it was gone because of this storm that they were in. And after long absence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, you should have listened to me and not have loosed from Crete. He said, y'all should have listened to what I told you. Amen. And to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, doesn't it sound familiar? Here he's about to go down in the situation and people were afraid. And he said, now remember when Jesus came to him last time, amen, he said, be of good cheer. Somebody say cheer up. Right in the midst of your trouble. Right in the midst of your sinking ship, get happy. Somebody say, glory to God. He told them, be cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you but of the ship. For there stood by me this night. Somebody say, hallelujah. He showed up again, didn't he? Every once in a while, Jesus is going to just show up and say, you're not going anywhere. I'm going to use you so that you can tell somebody. You got something to tell. Some of you don't even know all that you need to tell yet. You haven't even faced it yourself. Hit it in the back of your mind. You don't, amen, couldn't deal with how good God's been to you. Trying to act like you fell from heaven. Glory to God. No, we all, some say hallelujah. He going to remind you. You're going to come to grips just how good he was. So we say flashbacks. Some of us walking around in amnesia. You know, we get all upset when, you know, as good as God's been with us, one little thing goes wrong today, and we forget where we've come from. I'm talking to everybody in here. Amen. We catch amnesia. You know, we forget where we were before he started. Amen. Every once in a while, we need to go back down memory lane and see where God's brought us from. They were out there in the wilderness, complaining in the wilderness, everything provided for them, but they forgot all about Egypt. Yes. Somebody say hallelujah. Everybody smack yourself, say remember from whence you came, amen. That's right. That's right. Don't you forget what God brought you out of. Some of you were abused. Somebody say hallelujah. God set you free. Right. You didn't think you'd ever come out of it with your life or with good sense. Hungry, amen. No hope of you thought you would be a loser for the rest of your life. No career. Look at the shoes on your feet today, amen. And God has only just begun to bless you. Thank the Lord, amen. For there stood by me this night. Some say, for the Lord is with you. Say, God is with you. Everybody say, God is with you. God is with you. The Lord is on your side. The Lord is on you. And every once in a while, he'll show up to tell you that. Amen. God is in the house. He said, for God stood. Oh, I like that. Amen. He said, listen. He said, you shall see the just one. That's what he was called for. Every once in a while, Paul, I'm just going to show up in front of you, and I'm going to give you the ability to see me. And here we just saw tonight. Y'all forgot about all these little visitations he had, didn't you? Somebody say hallelujah. So he saw him, and then he told him, amen. He said, for he went away for a while, amen. And there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and who I serve. Sounds like Jesus. Saying, fear not, Paul, for thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God have given thee all them that sail with thee. Some say, you're supposed to go somewhere. You're not going to go under. You're not going to go down yet. I'm going to use you to be a witness before Caesar. Don't forget what I told you last time. You're going to go to Rome. If I told you you're going to go to Rome, it means you're not going to drown at sea. You're going to get to where God wants you to get to. Amen. I don't care what rut you're in or what it looks like on the way, that how you get there. Amen. You're going to get there. Say, we're going to make it. See, there's evidence. We're going to make it to the other side. Hallelujah. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God. It shall be even as it was told me. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Don't look about, don't get worried about what you see and all this stupid stuff, people. I believe God, and I know it's going to be just like he said it was. He didn't tell Paul when he started out, listen, you're going to be on this ship, and the ship is going to look like it's going to go down. He didn't tell him that. He just said, you're going to go to Rome. Somebody say hallelujah. But he knew. Somebody say hallelujah. But he knew. And when the ship came and the storm went on, he came back down. He said, Paul, what are you looking at this storm for? You're going to go to Rome. You're supposed to go see Caesar. Okay. Your calamity is not a change of plan. Your present circumstance, though it may be strained, though it may be messed up, though it may look impossible, it has not changed the plan of God. And only the plan of God's going to stand in your life. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Say, I'm still called to be a witness. And a witness always has influence. Watch. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Oh, we're going to get there. I'm almost there. I know I'm no, I'm not over yet. Hallelujah. How many of you are getting blessed? Amen. Look at somebody. Say, it's going to be it. It shall be. Even as it was told me. Get happy on your sinking ship. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise God. That means the vehicle that you're using to get where you think you're supposed to go, it might go down. You'll still get there. I thought this job would get me there. The job might sink. You'll still get there. I thought this man would help me get there. Amen would be my help. The woman or the man might sink, but if God said it, you'll still get there. So let's say hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. People might walk out on you. Amen. You thought you were going to ride on them to the top. Amen. You'll still get there. Let it sink. Even though the boat you're riding on the water. Somebody say, God said, listen, boy, don't you know you can even walk on water? You don't even need the ship. When you're getting there, he wasn't getting there on no ship. He was getting there on the word of the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Until you realize that everything will sink, glory to God. Until you realize it's the word that's going to get you where you need to go. Some say, humble yourself. Oh, it's good tonight, isn't it? We have in church, which just us, aren't we? And it's so true. You're going to get there. Well, I like it too. I've seen it, amen. Rex, you've seen it, amen. We've seen it around here, amen. We think, oh boy, we're on the roll down. Glory to God, we ride high, amen. Sink, amen, but we're still rolling. Somebody say hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Coupon book, we'll get there. No, that's booked and sunk, amen. We still going, amen. radio, we'll get there. That radio then sunk. We'll still get there because you're going to get there because God said it. Not by works. Somebody say hallelujah. By the will of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say hallelujah. Say, even though some stuff might sink along the way, don't cry, don't worry. Even if you have to die, you'll get back up again. Amen. You'll get there. How are you going to get there? Amen. How are you going to get there? By the word. All I know is he said it. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be of good cheer. I believe God. I've seen him and he said it. And if he had that kind of faith, somebody say glory to God, so can I. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, he's preaching to me tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. He's preaching to me tonight. Somebody say hallelujah. Be of good cheer. For I believe God, it shall be even as it was told me. Don't cast away your confidence. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Acts chapter 26. We're going to get there, amen. Then I got one more witness I want to tell you about. Two more. Somebody say, you will be a witness. You only make it if you learn to be a witness. Acts chapter 26, verse 13. Are y'all enjoying this? Am I out? All right. At midnight, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven above the brightness of the sun, shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. And when we were fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me, saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And I said, Who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. Rise and stand upon thy feet. Amen. For I have appeared unto thee for this purpose. So say, appearing for purpose. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Say, appearing for purpose. God saw him in the, Moses saw God in a burning bush. Some say, appearing for purpose. Saul saw him on the road to Damascus. Amen. Appearing for purpose. For I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness, both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in which I will appear. Somebody say hallelujah, unto thee. Some say the ministry. Paul empowered by appearance. Wonder why he was doing all that stuff. Empowered by appearances. Every time his faith got low, Jesus came. Somebody say hallelujah. Every time it looked like he was going to go under and he was in a situation he wasn't going to get out of, there he comes. He shows up. Somebody say hallelujah. All you have to do is see him. All you have to do is see him. All you have to do is see him. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Aren't y'all glad y'all saw that tonight? How many of you see it tonight? How many of you never saw it quite that clear before? He said, listen, I'm going to appear before you that you will see the just one. That was one of the ministries of Paul. Amen. That he would have revelation. Amen. Be able to see the Lord. Amen. I'm going to read it for you. For I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness, both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in which I appeared unto thee. Oh, there's some supernatural things going on tonight, people. Delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, of whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sin and inheritance among them that are sanctified by faith that is in me. Somebody say hallelujah. And it says, whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient. Somebody say, I wasn't disobedient. He didn't think it up. He lived his whole life by what he had saw. He said, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision. Somebody say hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. I wasn't disobedient to what I've seen. Somebody say, witnesses. Say, witnesses. I got one more witness I'm going to tell you about. I'm going to tell you about some of you on the bad side. Amen. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5. Somebody say, witness. Evidence bearers. Somebody say, let's upgrade our witness. Paul was a witness. Look what he did. Amen. I've seen the Lord. Somebody say, hallelujah. Oh, glory. So I expect power to follow his appearing. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful what? Somebody say hallelujah. And the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Jesus came, somebody say hallelujah, to be a witness of the Father. He was evidence that there was a God in heaven. Somebody say hallelujah. Say witness. Can God find a witness today? Can God find a witness today? Somebody say hallelujah. God's looking for some witnesses. Revelation chapter 20. This is where I'm closing. Somebody say witness. Oh, hala ba ba da ba 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 ba. Oh, glory to God. Forget the balloons and lollipops. Amen. Let's get a witness. Somebody say hallelujah. Let's find somebody with power. We have not come here with enticing words of man's wisdom and a nursery rhyme or an illustrated sermon. But we've come with power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. We came to demonstrate God. Amen. Somebody say evidence of God. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them which were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their heads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. So say hallelujah. But the rest of the dead lived not again till 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Some say the witnesses which were beheaded. Somebody say hallelujah. Now, that can mean several things. I'm going to give you two. And you take it either way, you be safe. Amen. You can take either one. You're not going to hurt you. Amen. Now, we believe in pre-trib. Whoop-de-doo. As long as you go, who cares when you go? Amen. Amen. I'd rather you leave first. Amen. And avoid that thing. Amen. But I was praying about this. I said, God, I believe in pre-trib. And you talk about here, you saying you want us to be witnesses. I want to be a witness, but I don't want to be beheaded. Amen. But if that's the way it comes, I'll take it. Somebody say, because I'm going to be a witness. Amen. Because Jesus is going to be a winner. Amen. I said, but where are we getting this? Lord, where are we getting this? I said, Father, what's going on? I said, witnesses. Amen. He said that Jesus is the great and faithful witness. He's the first witness. And then there's these thrones for these other witnesses. Somebody say thrones. Seated with Christ in heavenly places. So say all the witnesses seated together. It's like a court going on, isn't it? All the witnesses up there. Amen. I'm a witness. Take your stand. Amen. Take your seat and give testimony. And I was going through, somebody say, which were beheaded? Everybody say, which were beheaded? Somebody say, beheaded. God said you could be beheaded, so you don't have to be beheaded. Somebody say, hallelujah. And I know y'all think that's crazy. Somebody say, be beheaded before you're beheaded.
It all has to do which way you be headed. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. Which mindset? Amen. There are a lot of people that are just led by their head. Somebody say amen. By their own limited understanding. Amen. Amen. They don't want to walk by the Spirit. They want to stay in the flesh. Somebody say amen. But there are those, amen, that in this last day that decided not to follow their head, not to follow their carnal mind, glory to God, but decided they're going to follow the Spirit. Amen. Follow him whichever way he leads or whatever he says. Some say a witness of the Holy Ghost on the inside. Some say those that were beheaded. Somebody say glory to God. Somebody, they say, boy, you act like you're out of your mind. I hope so. Amen. Beheaded. Somebody say glory to God. Beheaded. I'm not going to take any mark of any beast anywhere. Amen. I got the mind of Christ. I lost my head a long time ago. Somebody say, they going to come to me. My head's been gone. Amen. Somebody say, glory to God. See, if you're not going to do it yourself, he'll do it later on. Amen. It's easy to give it willingly. Somebody say, hallelujah. Oh, thank the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord. If you willingly do it now at the voice of the Lord, amen, you won't suffer and miss it. Amen, and have to make the decision later on. Amen, when you really have to go through that mess. Somebody say, lose your head before you have to lose your head. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Ain't nobody going to get to heaven with their head on. It's got to come off. Amen. Take it off now. Amen. So say hallelujah. And all those that are unwilling to have that mind renewed, when they had the chance by the Holy Ghost, in the last day they say, okay, now that head that got you stuck here and left here, we're going to cut it off. So we say, glory to God. So say, glory. He going to get you in. Hallelujah. You'll get there. Amen. But I'd rather do it willingly by the Holy Ghost. Do it now. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord or the Holy Spirit speaking to you, don't harden your heart. Yield to it. Lose your head. Lose your mind. Receive the mind of Christ and be a witness. Somebody say, glory to God. Did you enjoy that? Hallelujah. Stand up and bless the Lord. Amen. So say, I'm ready to be a witness. I'm ready to lose my mind and follow God. I'm going to get there. Say it. I'm going to get there. I have good cheer. I'm very cheerful. Glory, I'm not dependent on my ship. Glory to God. I'm standing on the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, glory to God. I'm walking on the water of the word of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to get there. If he said it, that's what's going to happen. Solid and secure, and that's just it. If he said it, watch it happen. Somebody say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say, what's going on? Watch him. He ain't got no, you know, I got one. Amen. But they don't understand. Look at them people. They ain't, how are they going where they going? They ain't got no car. They don't have no car. Look at that. They rolling on. Amen. How are they doing that? No, what? Somebody say, moving on. Moving on. If God said you'd get to where he wants you to get, I don't care if he has to part the Red Sea to get you there. And you don't have to build no dams either, amen? Amen. Or get no tunnels, glory to God. You just keep marching, you'll get there. Yes. Some say water, amen? Water. Will not restrain you. So praise the Lord. Come on up here, Brother Jesse. Glory to God. How many of you encourage? Pray in the Holy Ghost and just rejoice. I feel the Holy Ghost in here. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise. Somebody say rejoice that you're going to get where God said you're going to be. Rejoice with faith and confidence that it's the word of God that's going to get you there. And it's the word of God that's going to do it. Let the economy go up and down. Who gives a rip? Forget who backbone you done left or you, whoever said, well, you done for now. That's a lie from the pit of hell. You're going to get there because God said he's going to get there. Watch him come through for you. Watch him make a way. Somebody say hallelujah. Watch him. Somebody say, watch me get out of this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He is your source. If the Lord be for you, who can be against you? Who can be against you? Hallelujah. Rejoice that God's going to do it. You don't have to know how. You don't have to know when. Amen. You don't even have to care about it. All you got to do is be glad about it. Faith. Faith, faith, faith. Well, bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to receive tonight's offering. Somebody say hallelujah. That's always a good thing to do.